By any measure, Seattle resident Philip Allison takes his vote seriously. He pores over the state voter's guide.
I do spend a lot of time researching candidates.
Still, in a recent election, he made a very common mistake when he signed his ballot envelope. He says he sort of carelessly signed it the way he would a credit card slip.
I just scribbled my signature down and tossed it in the mailbox, didn't worry about it, and then it was rejected.
Now, he was able to fix it, which I'll explain in a moment, but he says your official signature is something you rarely use.
Typically, yeah, I never sign my name.
Lori Agino, who's the director of elections for the Washington Secretary of State's office, says two-thirds of the ballots rejected are because signatures don't match what's on file. The other third are because the ballots are postmarked after the deadline. Anyway, Agino says in a mail-in election, your signature is a key part of keeping the vote secure.
That helps an election official know that you are the one that voted and returned that ballot.
And if you're wondering, do they really look at every single one?
We check the signature on every ballot envelope.
She says election workers are trained by Washington State Patrol's Fraud Control Division.
How do you decide if a signature matches or not?
They're looking for things like slant and similarities, heights, traits that would show that the signature was signed by the same person.
If they decide it doesn't match, you're contacted and given a chance to correct it. And you actually have until November 23rd to cure your ballot, as it's called. Another thing to know is that anyone can go to votewa.gov anytime and update their voter registration signature. Paula Wissel, KNKX News.